Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another recording. We're going to consider this the audio mo post you all have been looking for. I recorded something yesterday because Darren wanted to hear stereo things, and I decided to record stereo things. So this is audio mo. Well, this would be day 6 for audio mo for June 6th, 2016. It is, let's see. Just a minute. I'm just going to shove a recorder where it needs to go. It is 7:08 in the morning. Now, yesterday's recording, for those who caught yesterday's recording, there wasn't a lot of mic movement. Hopefully, it stays that way. But frankly, even if it doesn't, I don't care. So today we're going to do something. I'm standing in my room. This is where all of my equipment is, and me and my stuff. This is going to be a space cast slash walk slash a bit of a rant. So let's do the space cast first, and then we'll talk about what I want to talk about here in just a moment. So we're in my bedroom. This is a four-room house. Three bedrooms, a living room, bathroom, kitchen. So we're not going to go into the other two bedrooms because those are not mine. Those are for the other people who live in the house with me. So here we are. We're in the bedroom. There's two dressers in here. There's a desk, where the computer is. There's a dresser over here. The bed behind me. A dresser to my right, with a bunch of stuff on it. The closet, with, of course, obligatory closet things in it. I have way too many hangers for my own good. And of course there are still some boxes that haven't been yet to unpack. So those are there. And there's a window here, but there's a fan taped in it with duct tape. Because when it's really hot out, we run the fans to keep the house cool. Actually, speaking of which, now I'm gonna leave it. So that's the bedroom. Let's... in the hallway. We'll turn left. And living room, which I don't hang out a lot in, but... stuff in here. It looks like they've been moving things around again. Closet door. James's bedroom. The obligatory bathroom. If you're going to our bathroom things in it. It has a kind of a cool echo to it. Bathroom. And we turn right and come out the bathroom across the hall. Into the kitchen. Now, keep walking. And there's a balcony here, but I'm not going to step out on it because I'm wearing socks. Actually. Hold on. Socks off temporarily. As you can tell, it is rather windy out here today. The balcony is very small, so it isn't that big. I'm going back in the kitchen, or I'm going to lean against the stove and put my socks back on because the there was a rainstorm last night when I was back in my bedroom that made it a little difficult for things to happen on the balcony. So that is the house in a nutshell. A very short nutshell, but you know what? I never said these recordings are professional or accurate. When people are actually awake, I can actually do some space casts in some weird spots, i.e. a closet that we passed as we headed to the bathroom. So that takes care of that. So, there's my house, for what it's worth. I'm going to walk to the transit system and talk about something that I found yesterday when working in Windows, and I took my anger out on Twitter about this particular subject because I was that annoyed. Actually, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to leave this door open. I'm actually going to turn the fan on, which I've now done, which will then suck the cold air through the house. There we go. So leave that open. We're going to go on the train, and then we're going to walk home. But we're going to walk home on the opposite side of the street. Because I'm weird like that. And we'll grab coffee on the way home. Because you all wanted to hear transit things. And I was going to do the coffee from McDonald's, but I think coffee on the way home so you guys can hear a little more of a walk is in order. I don't need the GPS. Actually, you know what? We are going to take the GPS with us. Give me a second. Now, I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear. The GPS or not in this case. But we're going to... 7:50 a.m. Control center. Come on. There we go. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear the GPS when I fire it up, but there it is. Okay. We'll turn it on. Actually, I don't need it in this area. What am I doing? I'm going to need it when I get near Ossington Station, so we're just going to... For right now, we're going to... There we go. Adjust some wires, I apologize. There we go. Actually, no, we're going to leave that door open. Alright, here we go. So, as I was mentioning earlier, before I got distracted getting things together to take you guys out of the transit system, we're gonna walk home from there just because we can. Walking outside, by the way. Virtual desktops are a new thing in Windows 10, and the only screen reader that has proper support that reads properly is NVDA. Now, with Freedom Scientific being the leader in corporate and government contracts for jobs, I think and I feel they need to have better testing of their screen readers with new operating systems, especially new features like virtual desktops. Because with JAWS, and I say this because I've tested it, you cannot tell when you're navigating around the virtual desktop list with Windows Tab what you're seeing. And I'm not saying it's not doable. What I'm saying is the level of verbosity and the level of access isn't where it needs to be with JAWS. Now, I'm not saying JAWS is bad. I'm not saying Freedom is horrible. I'm just saying it needs work.
and I'm playing a Larry Stucon. I just realized that, talking while walking. I just totally realized that, but that is okay, because it is a thing. Speaking of which, for those who were around yesterday, you will notice, those who listened to yesterday's recording, there is a significantly more, there is significantly more traffic on out today because it is after 7 in the morning, the sun's up, and all that sort of thing. So, my bike. Hey, a back rider that knows how to stay on the road. Look at that. Anyway. So, yeah. I know some of you are saying I ramble too much or I should shut up, but you know what? As I said yesterday, there is no reason why I have to listen to you, because feel free to leave at any time. As you can tell, I am trying to keep it family friendly for those who have children around, but I am not responsible for those, not me. So I apologize for language in advance. There's like no humans, like walking humans, on this route. And even if I did give the family friendly warning before, if I did not, I apologize. If I did, well, you got it again. Corner of Dufferin and Bloor, which gives me the opportunity, since I am at Dufferin and Bloor, to check into the thingies. Now see, I don't know if you guys heard my phone, but there's actually 2 check-in points at this area, and so I'm heading into Dufferin Station, we'll check in there. Oh, I can't see the sticker I usually use here, but it's okay. And there we go. A little windier than it was yesterday. So we are now heading for Dufferin Station. My apologies. Here we are at Dufferin Station. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Have a good morning. Cruise through Dufferin Station, heading for stairs. We're only going 1 stop on transit today. Oh man, I should run into some construction today. Oh, you're good? Thank you so much. Thanks. There's another train in 4 minutes. No need to run. I really don't get why people run like that. Boy. Really. So people get hurt. Eastbound train to Kennedy Station will approach from left to right. There is an incoming train. Sorry. As it approaches from left to right, across your ear structure. If you did not hear it from left to right, it means your headphones are on backwards. Or your boards are planted inaccurately. Ow.
Wait.
Thank you. No, it's all good. Stay seated, everybody. No, stay seated, you're fine. No, I'm good, thank you. Just going one stop. Yeah, thank you so much, though. I appreciate that. I'm facing
the next station
forward.
Ossington Station.
Realized, you know what, I am hungry enough, I want a McGriddle. So you know what, I was going to go to grab a Tim Hortons coffee on the walk home, but you know what, I want a couple McGriddles. So that's what we're going to do. See, it's great about these recordings, the spontaneous changes, you get to experience it all. Oh yeah, not a date. Day 6, June 6, 2016, as we enter Ossington Station. Now I'm going to walk to the wall and I'm going to have the train to park right to left. Left to right, so hang on. Here we go. I'm not against the wall, so here goes the train, it's going to park. And a westbound train departing Ossington this morning. So you got it from both sides. Good morning, thank you. Morning. Trash can? Whew! They're a bit nippy up here.
turn my phone down, because that's pretty loud. There we go. What we're looking for is the access to go up, which is right here. We're now, yeah, they're still doing construction through here, which does not honestly surprise me. You know what? We're gonna go up the stairs. They've got the escalator blocked off, which. Yay for dodging through construction. Steve Matsura is tweeting at me, talking about where I am. And here we go. We're now up in Ossington. We're just gonna continuing my trip for audio mode, day 6, period. Oops. Some serious coin into that station. So here we are, we're gonna exit Ossington. It's a different ambience. So we're gonna. Oh, some jerk left the. Now, I wonder if the construction's still out here. There's still construction out here. Ah, thank you, sir. Are they still doing. Yep, of course they are.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Trying to bury someone? You know, there are some people, yeah. Yes, right? Have a good day. Good morning. So you know what, we are going to stop at McDonald's. I'm just gonna get onto the sidewalk. There we go. That was. And then we'll walk home. We are about 15, 20 minutes from we gotta double cross here, so we'll double cross here. Crossing the second crossing to get to the McDonald's.
That way, that way.
Thank you. That, ladies and gentlemen, is kind of amusing. Here we are, McDonald's. Let's stop here. Anyway, let's go. Ding. breakfast time period. I don't know, like some people, I check my spelling, or try to, because people dictate and assume, which is bad. Good Lord.
Good morning.
Sorry about that. Good, yourself?
I'm good.
What being distracted by my phone.
What can I get you?
Two sausage and egg McGriddles.
Two sausage and egg McGriddles. Sandwiches only?
Yeah, I'm not in the hash brown mood. And a large triple-triple, please.
Large coffee triple-triple. Yes, now, you didn't want any hash browns?
Not this morning.
Okay, so what you're ordering right now is two sausage egg McGriddles sandwiches. And a large triple-triple.
Yes.
We're here to go.
To go?
Okay. 1072.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't bring the right card with me today. I will use MasterCard.
So far, no.
MasterCard?
Yes, go right ahead. No, sir, right here.
Okay.
Got it? Yes.
Thank you. Left the actual card I would have used at home.
You want to go sit down and I'm going to bring you the stuff?
I can stand. What's my order number?
Your order number is 252.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I realized I went and left my debit card at home. That was dumb. Thank God I carry a backup card.
249? Yes,
with
order 249?
I'm sorry for yelling. Isn't it funny? It's not that you're deaf, it's that you're blind and I'm yelling. I'm sorry. Have you noticed that?
I get that a lot of kind of like,
I know. I don't know why I did it. I know better.
You just need more coffee. That is the answer. That is the answer to life. Yes. When you leave your debit card at home, period. Thank God I had my backup card, period. As I send this mention, comma, I am recording, period. Standing in McDonald's, period. You all will get to hear this, comma, when I get home, period.
Serving guest number 252.
I think I'm two. Am I 252 or 253? I can't read it. Oh.
252, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you want me to escort you out?
No, I got it.
You got it? Are
I got
you
it.
Sure?
Thank you. Yep.
You just want to show off.
No.
I'm going to open up the doors for you.
All right, if you insist. All right, come on.
Are you okay?
All right, let's go. Right.
No, don't show off. How many times have I told you not to show off? Not to show off.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you again.
You too.
I don't have words. Okay, let's go. Let's walk home.
I think I fucked this up. Nope. No, I know I did it right. I'd like it known that I... No, it's all good, thank you! I was not actually showing off. That was kind of funny. Street cleaner! Morning. I suspect I probably left it sitting on the desk because I would have normally used Apple Pay, but the card I wanted to, the card I'm supposed to use with Apple Pay, the card I was going to use for paying for the meal this morning is not Apple Pay equipped because that bank is slow! Whoa. But that's okay. I don't know, this sidewalk's a little more warped than usual. Crossing Concord. One of those days, but I had a dog.
morning.
That is me hitting a moving cart that was in the way. You guys heard that clunk of a cane, but that's what it was. Made our second crossing, or is it third crossing? I lost count of how many crossings I've made. I just know where I'm going. Not a lot of people out at this time of day. A lot of traffic, though, as you can tell if you listen to yesterday's recording, if you're still listening, if you're, you don't know if you're listening to the thing. There was not a lot of traffic out yesterday when I made a quick walk. A lot more traffic and a lot more noise today. No traffic at this crossing for some damn reason. What I was waiting for there was traffic on my parallel because I wasn't too sure what was up. I thought I heard a car on the other street, so I waited for my parallel traffic to go and then crossed that intersection. Trash cans on the right. I could theoretically open my coffee, but and drink it on the way home. We've done it by the time I get home, but we're not going to do that. tree above my head, which I could not avoid. These trees are coming from sidewalk trees. Not those branches, I mean, they're coming from sidewalk trees, which... are not fun. Now, I did not stop. We hit a crossing there, and I did not stop at it because... there was enough traffic that I had the right of way to cross there. That's why I didn't stop there. For those who listen to the soundscape will have noticed, I just kept moving. For those of you who could have heard the cane hitting the bumpy sections at the edge of the street. Now, if this intersection has one, I'll show you what I mean. Well, hi dog. The cane might have scared the dog. So, back up. These are, no, I'm good, thank you. They are bumps that your feet and your cane can detect to tell you the sidewalk difference. They're made of metal. I don't know if you guys heard the difference there. Some of you may not, some of you may have. Those who are listening with decent headphones will have noticed the difference. As I aptly said, I apologize for any language that may occur during this recording. It's a little windy out here today. We are approaching. If I remember my crossings right, this is not major. Duffin and Blur. Broken locator thing again. I was able to hear it from across the street, so we're good. What's good about this crossing is, especially this time of day, there is a lot of traffic. Both perpendicular and parallel, so even crossing from that, on the southeast corner, isn't a problem for me. But I will give the city a call here when I get inside to report the issue in question, just so they're aware of it. Now, for those really interested, there is actually a subway. Some of you don't actually believe that there's a subway near my house. And I think what we'll do is later today, or maybe at some point in the future, we'll hit the subway that's right near my house. It's very dangerous for my bank account. On the north side of Bloor are more crossings. Pauline is on the other side, and if I wanted to, I could come out. There's an unmanned entrance at Dufferin Station that I can use and actually get a lot closer to my place than where I cross usually. I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but I am. We'll survive. Coffee cup keeps trying to leak, so I keep like slurping it a little bit to try and prevent it from burning my fingers. We're almost back to the house. Well, it'll be interesting to see in post what the wind does to the levels when I bring them up in post. Because I run about minus, for those curious, prior to posting, levels sit between about a 45, negative 45 and a negative 47. They vary. Sit down there, and then in post, I crank it up to about minus 0.01. And I think I actually am able to line it off at zero even by the time I'm done. I think yesterday's ended up at somewhere like plus one or some nonsense like that. But it didn't actually flip out, which is a good thing, but we'll see what this does in post. Because I don't know what it's going to do yet. And we're almost there. Nearly 20 or... And here we are. Do you got my keys? Yeah, come on. And of course, the card is right there. Okay. That was kind of dumb. Oh, come on. Oopsies, come on. There we go. All right, with that done, that'll end the recording. Hopefully you all enjoyed it for June 6, 2016. Bye, everybody.